It's Thursday, December 4th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. The Bank of Namibia has kept the repo rate unchanged at 6.5% following its final MPC meeting of this year earlier this week. The committee said the decision helps maintain the Namibia dollar rand peg while supporting the domestic economy. Moderate economic growth contains inflation, slower credit extension, a narrow trade deficit, and sufficient international reserves all shaped the decision, according to the statement by Bonn. The Health Ministry, together with the United Nations Children's Fund and the World Health Organization, has released the 2024 Smart Survey on Child Nutrition. Director of the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia, Ben Sharnik, revealed that stunting rates, a measure of chronic malnutrition, have increased from 24% in 2012 to almost 30% for last year, highlighting growing concerns over children's health and development.
So over the last 12 years, chronic malnutrition has increased by 6%. We haven't managed to get the numbers down. Those numbers have increased over the last 12 years from 24% to 30%. And this is something that we as Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia find really shocking, and it's a call for action to really do something about stunting, malnutrition, ensuring that people know how a healthy diet looks like, that we have more food available.
South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation Director General Zain Dangor says the decision by the U.S. not to invite South Africa to the first meeting of the G20 Sherpas is a breach of protocol. The U.S. officially took over the G20 presidency from South Africa this past Monday. Dangor told Parliament that they learned of the meeting set to take place in Washington later this month from the Sherpas of other member states, who expressed their disapproval at South Africa being excluded.
Guest countries get invited, and South Africa is a member of the G20, and our participation shouldn't be dependent on whether the presidency seeks to invite a member or not. So that'll be a discussion going forward in the beginning stages of this G20 and taken up by other G20 members.
In continental news, a Kenyan parliamentary inquiry has accused British troops stationed in the country of repeated sexual misconduct and environmental damage, describing their presence as increasingly seen as occupying, says BBC. The investigation conducted by a Committee on Defence and Foreign Relations reflects growing frustration over the conduct of the British Army training unit in Kenya, which has faced multiple high-profile allegations in recent years. In North America, the Trump administration in the U.S. is reportedly preparing an immigration enforcement operation targeting hundreds of Somalis in Minnesota. The New York Times reports that the operation will start this week. The twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have the largest Somali population in that country, as our correspondent Tony Waterman reports.
According to the New York Times, the operation will include so-called strike teams comprised of ICE officers, agents, and other federal officials. Roughly 100 people have been brought in for the operation. The mission will reportedly focus on the hundreds of Somalis with final deportation notices, but others could be swept up as well. The president on Tuesday described Somalis as garbage, saying he didn't want them in the country. His immigration crackdown has intensified after last week's shooting of two National Guard troops, allegedly at the hand of an Afghan national. The Somali community in Minnesota has also drawn criticism after federal prosecutors charged 47 people with stealing hundreds of millions of dollars in COVID-19 funding that was meant to feed children during the pandemic. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.